One of the biggest entertainment industry events on the globe has been underway. E3 is the main annual event for the video gaming industry, and it's where all the companies turn up to show off what they've been making and to tease future projects. Last year, the numbers are huge. The video game market netted $131 billion, and mobile gaming is now the most lucrative market. And joining me to make sense of the biggest week in gaming and to fill us in on the hits and misses is gaming journalist Oscar Howell. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, kia ora, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad that you're here. So, as a gaming journalist, what is it that you do? Write about gaming.
Yeah, that's the one. We've got a really great gaming industry going on in New Zealand, both in terms of making games and playing them. And I think a lot of it is making sure that the people of New Zealand and also the really passionate gamers that we have are able to find out really what's going on in the rest of the world.
Haven't they moved on yet, Oscar?
Who the gamers?
Yes. No, it's huge, isn't it? You've described this week as turbulent. Why did you use that word?
Because I think a lot of people had a lot of ideas coming into this event, and I think it both exceeded and fell below expectations for a lot of people.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think a lot of people, a lot of gamers in particular, really expected this event to showcase a lot of the new games that have been coming out and a lot of the new technology, but I think they got a little bit different to what they expected. So, As most parents know and most people know, Fortnite has been ruling the roost in the gaming industry recently, and it seemed that games would be going down the path of Fortnite. But I think for E3, a lot of the content that came out was more retro-based and more suited to people who love narratives and love stories, which I think probably appeals to the more casual gamer.
Oh, tell me more. What do you mean by that?
Well, so a lot of the original games that we grew up playing, the Dooms, the Halos, the Legend of Zeldas, they had really great narratives and really great plots that immersed us in the story and got us interested. And a lot of the newer games coming out, that, you know, a lot of them are about shooting or racing, or and they kind of did tend to skip over that. But I think we really saw a resurgence of that coming into E3, and we saw a lot of cool games that came out that piqued a lot of people's fancies and seemed like they might be getting back on the story bandwagon.
And what about yourself? What kind of games do you like?
Well, I tend to dabble personally. I do enjoy the odd game of Fortnite here and there.
Yes.
But I have a really deep love for a lot of the older games that they might not live up in terms of the graphics. But as I said, those story elements are really often the thing that make those games great. So games like Halo that a lot of people would have fond memories of playing on the Xbox in front of the TV. Games like Legend of Zelda with the Nintendo. I think the brilliance of this market is that there are just so many different games out there, and each one of them can suit each different person.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have not so fond memories of watching children play them for hours.
Yeah, I know that is a hot button issue at the moment, and I think people have got a lot of different opinions on that. And I think some of the brilliant aspects of these games is that they're allowing children to, I suppose, develop their, well, things like hand-eye coordination in terms of those fast-paced action games that seem to go 80 miles an hour. But also, you know, sometimes games can be just like a good book. They've got those, they've got the story, they've got the immersion, you know, the characters that you love and hate. I think that's probably quite important too.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a huge future for it. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, is it? It's just getting bigger.
No, unfortunately not for people who don't like video games. This is, I believe, the largest sector in the entertainment industry. It's surpassed, you know, your Avatars and Avengers. The highest grossing entertainment entity is a video game. It's growing just so rapidly, and the rise of things like esports and the viewership numbers that those things are clocking up is just insane. Like, this industry worldwide last year was worth $131 billion, and with growth like that in the last 10 years, it's kind of hard to imagine this going any other direction.
Yeah, that's incredible. And especially when you think about the range of people that are involved in this industry, right through from those who formulate them, you know, to the computer programmers, to the graphic designers, to the marketers. It's a big industry, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially I think in New Zealand, we've got some great things going as well. I know worldwide there's a great, there's a really high demand for people who've got those original ideas and people who've got the ability to make the games. But here in New Zealand, we've got some really great you know, we've got those that kind of down-to-earth characteristic that people look for, and we've got some really cool companies making some really cool games, especially in the mobile sector, which is just growing so quickly. I think, as you mentioned, it's pretty much the largest growing, you know, subsector in the gaming world. So
that's where you can play on your phone. Is that, that what that means?
Your phone or your tablet or...
Right.
Some people would say that's not true gaming, but I think that kind of defeats the purpose. It's about having fun. It's about, you know, I hate to say it, but staring at a screen and just enjoying and getting involved. And I think that's the brilliance of it. That's the brilliance of E3 as well.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Oscar.
No worries. Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, good to talk to you. That's great. That's Oscar Howell. He's a gaming journalist. Yes, there's a business there as well.